We wait. God, that's our prayer. God, that's our heart.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, whatever time zone you're in. I'd like to welcome you to Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I am missionary evangelist Linda Casris, and this is Devotion 2 and Devotion 3 today. Devotion 2 is partaking in the Son of God. Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. Grace has been defined as unmerited favor. This definition is a time-tested treasure, but is inadequate. The beauty of grace is not found in either of these words, unmerited or favor. This definition leaves out the most important words in defining grace, which are seen in the scripture that I just read. They are in the beloved and in Christ. The definition can be improved by adding these two words, which will define grace as unmerited favor in Christ. The riches of that favor are hidden in the words in Christ. Jesus is the beloved Son of God. Son of God here means the God-man, God revealed in the flesh. He is the Son in whom God is well pleased and delighted. And his unmerited and unimaginable favor lavished on humanity, God has called man into being a partaker to share in the nature and life of his Son. Whatever Jesus is, God has brought you into it. Grace is partaking in the Son of God, intimate union with him, to enjoy all the joys and pleasure of his life. We often think of grace as if God has chosen the best things in heaven and given them to us as a gift. No, the grace of God is his Son. He gave us the status of his Son. In his Son, all of heaven and earth belongs to us. Grace is the call of God into partaking in the divine nature in Christ. This favor is not just unmerited, but unconceivable to the human imagination. Meditate on this. Can you see a definition of grace in Ephesians 1:6 above the scripture that I just read? Let me read it again. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us acceptable in the beloved. Consider the words by which. So let's pray. In the face of grace, the first prayer is not a request, but an offering of thanksgiving and praise. Why don't you give God praise and thanksgiving now for his amazing grace? Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, the grace of heaven and earth. We bow before you, Majesty. Hallelujah. Act on the word. God wants us to put his word to practice, for that is where the blessing is. How can you put the word above to work? One sure way is to praise the Lord all day, all month, and all year. Hallelujah. Another is for you to show grace to someone around you. Thank God for grace today by showing kindness and goodness to others. While we think about and meditate on what we've just heard, let's listen to this beautiful song. Devotion 3, Adopted into God's Family. Ephesians 1, 5 and 6. He did this by predestining us to adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, that he has freely bestowed on us in his dearly loved Son. Grace is adoption into God's family as his sons, in the status of Jesus Christ, his Son. The scripture that I just read teaches us that God predestinated our adoption through Jesus Christ. Child or son of God is not a biological heredity, but a spiritual one. It is God manifest in the flesh, revealed as a man. It is so important for us to understand the exceeding riches of the grace that is in Christ. Human parents adopt a child by going through legal procedures to assume that responsibility. We have come to understand that your father is not just the person by whom you were conceived biologically, but also the one who raised you up and played the role of a father functional. Human fathers adopt a child by taking up the functional role of a father, although they are not the biological father. This is not the case with God. God adopts his children in a completely different way by giving them his child's nature. He is God the Creator. He is not just assuming or legally agreeing that you are his child. You are indeed his child. So the scripture says, the Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children. Romans 8:16. The Spirit looks at you and says, wow, you really look like your father. How about that? I like that. Meditate on this. Meditation gets God's word out of your head and into your spirit. You meditate by pondering and muttering God's word. Say to yourself, I am indeed a child of God. Just ponder on that. In prayer, thank the Lord for the blessing of adoption. Ask the Lord to open your understanding to know what grace has made you become on the word. Let the consciousness of this adoption be ingrained in you. Let me say that again. Let the consciousness of this adoption be ingrained in you. You are not an ordinary human being. Think about this frequently today and thank God for it. Think about that frequently. No matter what circumstances you are facing, be intentional. And remember that you are a child of God and that all the privileges of that status are yours. I just want to thank and praise God for these two devotionals. They're coming from Glory and Grace Daily by my spiritual son, Minister Dr. Patrick Obin. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Patrick Obin is a physician and minister who delights in bringing healing to both the spiritual and physical heart. He is the founder of Glory and Grace, a teaching ministry offering insight into God's word of grace for a life of glory. Isn't that wonderful? He has a beautiful wife, Susie, or Mayak, and daughter, Malika, and resides in Iowa. Visit Patrick at Glory and Grace or follow him on Twitter or Facebook. Glory and Grace Ministries, Patrick Oben, that is OBEN.com. Thank you for joining us today. Devotion 2 and Devotion 3. May they bless you richly. This is missionary evangelist Linda Kazras saying good night or good afternoon or good morning. Whatever time zone you're in, give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Now let me share this song with you.
Lord, we just want to simply say we adore you. We love you, Jesus. Come on, let's open our hearts and sing this love song to the Lord. I adore you, Lord.
God bless you, and have a blessed evening and a great week.